Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. Lots to get to on this Tuesday edition. We mentioned a nice event going on tomorrow night for all of you student athletes out there. The Athletic Scholarship Corporation will have a recruiting masterclass downtown tomorrow night. And here to tell us more about that is the CEO, AJ Hodel, of the Athletic Scholarship Corporation. AJ, thanks for coming in studio and joining us here. Very happy to have you aboard. Now, before we get into tomorrow's event, for those who may not know about Athletic Scholarship Corporation, kind of give us an idea as to where this all started and what you guys do exactly.
I started as a coach and wanted to help my own players 13 years ago. And really, my passion, even though I love football and I love the game and you want to win every game, I think the wins are, where do you send the kids to college, or how do you help facilitate that? How do you help the parents save money? And so we hatched the company, some technology guys, some help that I had over at Case Western, and 3 years into it, we built it into a business, and here we are 13 years later. We now have a subsidiary company that does camps and showcases across the country, live feed, a lot of technology, a lot of apps. But the core foundation of the business is to evaluate, and I think every kid should have a lofty goal, a big dream, but you always have to have a realistic plan B. And that's kind of the voice that we have. I mean, as a high school coach, it's really hard to look at the kid every day and say, you're just not big enough or fast enough. You got to live with that child every day and deal with the parents. So we're that third party that has respect of the colleges over the years of giving them quality student athletes, understanding their character. I mean, we administrate personality tests. We look at film. We evaluate. So there's a lot of things going on outside of just sports. It's, you know, academic consulting, financial planning, social media use, how to use it the right way. So 13 years later, I'm still happy to be doing this.
And I think the interesting thing about what you guys do is that you really kind of get both all ends of the spectrum here, because I mean, some of your testimonials are really impressive. I mean, you're in contact with college coaches, college scouts, but not to mention you also have some folks who have come through and they've been a part of your system before. And I think the biggest thing that stood out to me were some of the testimonials you had from the parents of some of the student athletes who have gone through this process, and they've raved about how much you've helped.
I think without those, we don't have a business and a marketing, and we have nice brochures and you can have a nice website, but at the end of the day, people in the community, you know, leaving those testimonials are tough to get. People love to complain when something's wrong, and we all make mistakes in business and in life, but when you do something great, it's really sometimes a challenge. They say if you make a mistake, 10 people are going to tell 10 people. And I'm really seeing full circle a lot of these student athletes that we have helped that are now young adults and leaders and coaches coming back going, how can I help now? And I think that speaks volumes to what, you know, our staff has done over the years.
AJ Hodel, CEO of the Athletic Scholarship Corporation, our guest here on Bullseye on the afternoon. Let's get into tomorrow night's event. It's a recruiting masterclass, takes place downtown. Tell us all about it.
This is a new kind of spin approach we're taking. We've done webinars and live meetings via web where everybody across the world can join. The problem that we see is people don't want to, that appointment audience, they don't want to stay for the whole event. And you could talk about a lot of things in this recruiting, and it's a lot complex, NCAA rules, NAIA. It's not really sexy conversation. It's boring for a kid, to be honest.
Yeah.
And they don't think about it until it's late and they've got no deal. So what we're trying to do is create a come on in and sit down and let's talk face to face and really get your questions answered. Whereas during a webinar, it's really tough to address that. So you want to take the feeling of coming into our office. We're a brick-and-mortar company. We have different locations across the country, and we're going to try to do these spread out throughout the country. We'll see how it goes tomorrow.
AJ, how much of this company is talking to the kids and sort of getting a feel for where they are and sort of directing them to that right school? Is that a complicated task? Do you say, look, you may not be a D1 guy right now. Let's look at some of the smaller schools or NAIA schools, or do you try and get them where they're looking?
Yeah, you have to show them, here's what a D1 running back looks like, or a D1 point guard, and they're 6'5 now. So instead of saying, you're not that, the approach that we have is, here's what it looks like at the D1 level. Have your dream, work for it. No one, I mean, there's always that exception, the Wes Welker. Sure. Everybody goes to Wes Welker and says, oh, well, my son's 5'10 and this and that. Great. So I think when you're in a customer service environment, you have to, credibility is huge for us.
Sure.
So you have to tell them, this is what it looks like. and you have to prepare and do these things. If you can check every box, then you go D1. Behind the scenes, we do a hard evaluation and align them where they're going to fit. And it may be Notre Dame. It may be BW John Carroll. The bottom line for parents when it's all said and done is, how much am I saving on college? That's what we measure success. Now, if you're going to Oklahoma, how much money did you save on college? So if you go to BW and you save a ton of money because you got that leadership grant and those extra discounts because we shopped you,
yeah,
I'm happy. I don't care if I'm watching a D3 game or a D1 game. I'm still enjoying the game. But the problem with kids today, they all think they're D1 material. Every one of them. We had a camp with Josh Cribbs in Massillon. Beautiful event, 220 kids, and they all thought they were D1. And then when you put the clock on them, it's like, you're not D1. But that's okay. Go D2, go D3, go get your education. Why would you go somewhere? I always use this analogy, and it clears the smoke. I say, you know what, Matt, if you want to go play at USC, and I can help you, but you'll never see the field. You'll get a 4-year scholarship, never pay for school, but you'll never see the field. Or you can go down the street to Lake Erie, play D2 ball. Mm-hmm. You could be the man, or you're going to play. Which one would you want to do? And the kids always say, what do you think they say?
No, I want to play.
There it is.
Yeah, that's why you're in it. I mean, that's what you're trying to do in high school.
They
want to
play. And they all think they can come in and start as a freshman. It's brutal. It's business. It's competitive at that level. And that's what I tell kids is, these coaches are making millions of dollars. And they have to protect the brand, and they're going to embrace you and coddle you, make you feel like they're recruiting you, because they can't have you people walking around the community with a bad taste going, he told me I wasn't big enough or strong enough. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to educate them in the master class, is the NCAA rules and just the reality of this business. And there's some great coaches out there, and there's also some cutthroat ones. It's just part of business.
That's all, I think, very interesting, though, as far as what you guys do, because you give them those options. You know, because I think maybe there aren't many kids out there like that would say, you know what, I wouldn't mind just going and playing at a 4-year school, and even if I'm not going to play a ton, maybe I get a chance to be a part of the action. You get a chance to be a part of an environment that they grew up watching. Mm-hmm. But I think that's all very interesting as far as how that relates to what you guys do, because you can show them, hey, here are your options. Here are the things that you can do, and here's the reality of the situation. And I think the other cool thing, too, is you guys don't just cover the big sports. You cover just about every single sport in the gamut as well.
Yeah, and ironically, it was a learning curve for me in year three. We had Massillon, Nordonia, Bedford, Cleveland Heights, my alma mater. We had some schools come forward and say, hey, can you do this as a consultant for us? And there was great press, and there was negative that, oh, tax dollars and athletic money's being used for – but we really changed lives. When we look back at the body of work, you're really able to educate kids. And what I've learned is that football and basketball is tough. You get into girls basketball, soccer, lacrosse. The coaches, they're not desensitized with all these different, you know, kids sending them tweets and emails. That's the best advice to anybody listening right now or on social media is, if you're a kid and you're tweeting your link to your film or you're emailing coaches and you're calling and you're not hearing back, you want to know why? Because there's a million other kids doing the same thing. So if the coach doesn't know the source, and you've been in college sports, they don't know the referrer, you're probably not going to hear back 9 times out of 10, unless you're 6'6", 300 pounds, and you stick out, you know, as a 5-star kid, you know.
Chances are at that point they're probably contacting you, right?
Most of the kids we get, 99% by the numbers, are D2, D3. Yeah. We do have, you know, the Florida quarterback was a client of ours. We've got clients all over the country, now international. So I never thought that we would be doing the other sports, because I was just a football. That was my expertise, and we brought more people into the fold. And now we're seeing clients because of the web from all over the world now. So,
AJ, you mentioned you do other sports. I'm just curious. I mean, with Title IX and everything out there now, are there some sports that sort of lend themselves a little easier to scholarships or no?
I always say, and some may argue, but if you're a female student-athlete, uh-huh, and you have you're decent or better – you know, a good quality student athlete,
yeah,
and you've got great grades, it's like a free
nice
throw. And
nice.
I mean, some free throws are tough, I guess. For LeBron lately, those free throws have been tough.
Yeah.
But
it depends, right?
Yeah, but it is just easier. If you got great grades, it makes the whole thing
sure
easier, because you can get a return on investment. You can give me a below average kid that you can't check every box, but they're a good kid, they're coachable, and they've got a 3.8. My conversation with the parent is, we're just going to go after as much academic money as we can.
Yeah.
And we're going to open the door and show these coaches that you're being shopped across the country, because they know if they're getting it, The other guys at that level got it too, so they need to sharpen their pencil.
A.J. Hodel, CEO of Athletic Scholarship Corporation, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He's hosting a masterclass tomorrow. Where exactly does this take place, this recruiting masterclass? And if you can give us ticket information as well as where folks can go to check this out online as well.
The best place to get the ticket details is at www.collegeshowcases.com. Just click the upcoming events button, and then you'll see football combines, baseball showcases, and then in the middle, you'll see ticket information for tomorrow's event. It's down right off of 77, right by downtown, 8 o'clock. Everybody's on break, so they should be able to make it. We'll see. Everybody likes to buy stuff last minute. So if you go to collegeshowcases.com, click the widget, the calendar will give you all the details, what we're doing. So we're going to provide these kids the method and the blueprint of all the regulations. We're going to give them the database of all the college coaches and kind of say, this is what we do. Are you really going to do it? And some kids will, some won't.
You mentioned social media earlier. I was just kind of curious, too. At the masterclass, is that something you touch on, especially in this day and age? I know we had social media when we were going through college and all, but now these kids have been primed with it. Since the day they could touch a phone or a computer, they've been saying, hey, this is what's on my mind. Here you go, world.
We have a software program that we developed that actually goes back, retroactive, historical. So when the kid was in sixth grade mm-hmm. and created their Twitter account or Facebook, and they retweeted things or lyrics and rap songs or bad images.
Yeah.
Coaches are going to go look at all that stuff because at the end of the day, before they even let you know, hey, I'm recruiting you, I'm going to add you as a friend. You're going to get excited because I'm a college coach, and I'm going to have somebody, if it's a D1 school, they've got the budget for this, and larger D2s, they'll have an associate go through your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, wow. and say, tell me what this kid is about. And if they find some things like you at a party drinking a beer, you're off the board.
Yeah. Wow.
So we try to educate them and say, use it to talk about your training, your spirituality, or whatever drives you and your teammates and your passion for the game and why you can be competitive and what you bring to a program. And some kids do it, and they do it great. But a lot of kids, they do stuff like when I went to school in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
you'd go on the back porch and maybe screaming out or – it's just everybody wants to broadcast every mistake they make, and we're trying to educate them that it's going to be a deal breaker for you.
AJ, if there's a parent out there listening right now wondering what they might get out of this session tomorrow night, what would you tell? What would you tell them?
Facts, the truth about it, the good, bad, and ugly, the contacts for all the colleges at every level. If they want to, you know, we'll teach them how to do the mass email, how to do a template letter. You know, pick up the phone. That's scary for a kid. They're just not going to do it. And when I talk to parents, they end up hiring us for full services because they know that it's intimidating for, you know, a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid to pick up the phone and go, hey, coach, this is so-and-so. This is what I bring to the table. And we try to educate them. And the reality is coaches don't want to hear from parents. They just don't want to talk to parents.
Huh. Well, it makes perfect sense. And I think there's something to be said for what you just mentioned. I mean, not only is it a thing a kid – might be a little apprehensive to do, but at the same time, too, you mentioned it from the outset. I mean, when kids take a look at this whole process, you know, taking a look at scholarship money and seeing what they might have to do to get it, it doesn't always appeal to them right away. But if you're talking to mom and dad about it,
sure.
That's a different story when they know they could save thousands of dollars.
Absolutely, and that's the focus of the business. I think anybody that out there in this industry, and there's only a few companies left because of the NCAA guidelines and, you know, all the requirements. But if anybody goes to you and says, I can help your kid and I hold the keys to get you at that D1 school, I kind of question it. You know, I always like to sandbag and under-promise, over-deliver and say, hey, you could be driving in the car with a friend and he has a gun in his car. Or you could be playing and blow your knee out. Guess what? You're not a D1 kid anymore. You fall off the board. So there's so many variables in that.
Well, AJ, we appreciate you stopping in studio, coming in, spending some time with us. And again, the event is tomorrow night. And again, for those who maybe aren't able to make it tomorrow night but would still like to find out more about what you guys do, where should they go?
You could just go to athleticscholarshipcorp.com. Again, that's athleticscholarshipcorp.com, or call 800-260-8434. And I greatly appreciate you guys having me here. It was a nice little ride in and beautiful studio.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you coming out here, too. This is really cool stuff. You know, we broadcast a lot of high school sports, and, you know, one of the things that we do get on occasion, if a kid feels like they're good enough, they want to know what should they do in order to get out there, and I think this masterclass could certainly go a long, long ways. AJ, thanks again for coming in. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it, gentlemen.
All righty. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues after this on AM 930 WEOL.